CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's try a few. This is the Russian one, right?
I'm actually doing a feature on this today on my podcast about how stupid these songs are.
So, I mean, if this was a kid's song, it would sound... It's dumb. I agree. The German one?
Ooh.
Yeah, let's go.
This gives me Catholic Church vibes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Also, stupid boys choirs.
People just mindlessly regurgitate each week. For what?
All right, the French one. And let's also remember, a lot of these anthems have only been around for a couple of years. They weren't there for ages and ages and ages. None of them were. None of them predate like 300 years ago.
That's a long time, Gareth, because a lot has happened in 30 years.
Italy? It's not their
what?
Anthem.
But
that is funny.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Imagine if this is their anthem. Imagine.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Italy.
That should be their anthem,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
All right. The English one is God Save the Queen.
Which is a song about an old woman who thinks she's a god. I mean, let's be very frank about this. The entire song is, save that old trout who's basically been sitting there.
She can manage perfectly well on her own, but save the old trout. That's the deal. All right. How about this one? Probably the most famous of all. Only because it's the most important country in the media. The United States.
But again, it's
a song about how the bombs burst over Boston and New York and Washington. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave truth to the flag. The flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? So it's really about like something that happened ages ago. Here's, of course, the Zulu anthem.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. The Zulus get their own.
They get their own one.
Bye, Tim.
Sure. Yeah, right? Of course.
Yes.
All right, so that's the one. Here's the Mexican anthem, for those who don't know.
La, 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 la.
All right. Here's the Afrikaans anthem.
Oh.
Here's the rest of our anthems.
have you gone through the words of Inkosi Galele?
Yeah.
And what a stupid anthem
God
it is.
God bless Africa. I mean, yeah. It's
basically,
also,
it's the most useless.
It's like God Save the Queen. It's
these are the words. Lord bless Africa. May her glory be lifted high. Hear our prayers. It's basically just love me, Jesus, for about the first half.
Right.
It's a hymn. It's
and
also
then,
a hymn.
And then the Afrikaans section is just basic geography. Out of the blue of our heavens, out of the depths of our sea, our everlasting mountains.
Stupid. Yeah.
Thanks,
so it's geography.
Thanks, Veldvoerkes.
So Jesus geography.
It's Jesus geography, and then at the end,
why would you attach importance to this?
It's blood.
Why would you make this an important part of who you are? It's ridiculous. It's actually just so childish. Mm. All right, here's Australia's national anthem. Uh-huh. Are you ready? It's Waltzing Matilda. Everybody knows that, right?
Yeah.
And shame, this was this was the Australian anthem before sort of the 1800s.
Yeah, well.
Yes, and of course
shame.
Then, yeah, shame
yeah,
is about right.
Shame.
Everybody knows this is the Chinese anthem.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole thing.
They're nothing if not efficient.
Right. They don't waste time. And then, of course, we've got the Saudi Arabian anthem. Right. Okay, very good. Just in case you were still wondering, this is the alternate French anthem, the one that most people like.
Yes, I prefer this one. Don't hear a lot of football matches, right, but I prefer it.
This is the Austrian one. Everybody knows, I'm sure everybody knows, I mean, everybody knows the gay anthem, right?
Hey.
This is your anthem, Sia. You better learn it.
I always thought this was the Belgian anthem.
No, it's definitely the gay anthem. Everybody knows the Smug Married anthem.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Smug Married.
Yeah. Everybody knows the Porn Star anthem, right? Right. And so on and so on. CliffCentral.com.